Hello, everyone. I am Shannon Mondor, a life coach, published author, public speaker, and Reiki practitioner. I am so excited to be a part of your day. With each episode, I will read passages from my debut book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? Forever Changing the Genetic Blueprint, and take you through my experiences of addiction, mental illness, sobriety, and the life lessons that I learned on my road to healing. I am brutally honest and speak my truth, and that is how I keep you intrigued as I talk openly about my feelings, my life views, and what it takes to stay sober in a culture that normalizes alcohol. I will help you to find your power within, teach you to learn and want to invest in yourself as I discuss self-image, goal setting, decision-making, faith, and much more life-changing topics. Let me be clear when it comes to fear. Without a doubt, fear is the number one indication that you must push through that barrier. The only way growth, success, and confidence is developed is when you break through the fear. Embrace fear. Get outside your comfort zone and introduce something new into your life. From that you grow, you learn, and you teach. We are God's greatest creation. So let's create. Hello, everyone. I am Shannon Mondor, and this is episode 11. Welcome to my podcast, Fear Fighter. This chapter, I talk about my wedding day, the big day that every woman dreams about. Let's see how my dream wedding day unfolds for me. Marriage bells. The topic of marriage was never an easy conversation for Patrick and me to have. But back in 2006, I was at the point in my life that this needed to be addressed. I had my business back then. We had two beautiful daughters, Michaela, 7, and Micah, 2. And I wasn't going to settle for anything less. The situation between Patrick and his ex-wife was becoming a big issue within our relationship. I couldn't understand why he hadn't moved forward to get his divorce. This did not make sense to me. I felt that this was an excuse for him to stall and not marry me. I asked him many times what was delaying him. Was it me? Did he not want to get married? I could never really get a straightforward answer from him. Then again, why would he want to get married? In his mind, he had me and the kids, and it was like we were already married. This argument went on for months, and I mean months. It wasn't revealed to me until we went on a trip to Vegas and had a huge fight that he had, in fact, gone forward with the divorce proceedings. I knew it affected him deeply, but I'm not sure if it was sadness over letting that chapter of his life go or because it took a toll on him financially. I, however, couldn't have been happier that this situation was finally going to be resolved. Little did I know that it would take another 3 years until we'd be married. But even though it was a struggle, I wasn't giving up. I knew for certain that I wanted to get married when an incident involving my oldest daughter took place at school when she was in grade 4. She had a project, and there was a Q&A time after the presentation. One of the students brought up the fact that my last name was different than hers. She had to explain to the class that her parents weren't married. She was enrolled in a Catholic school, so to have to explain this to her classmates was very hard for her. Children don't understand at that age, as they are taught that people get married first, then have a family. When she came home and told me what had happened, my heart hurt. I imagined myself in her position, and I was devastated. That was when I told Patrick I was not going to take no for an answer when it came to marriage. I didn't want this to affect any of our children again. Enough was enough. This was also at the time that I was pregnant with our son. I threatened him that if he didn't agree to marry me, I was going to leave him. I had had enough of this selfishness, and this was not about just him anymore. It involved our children. And we needed to do the right thing by them. He always said he loved me, and it was obvious that I loved him. So what was the big deal? There was no reason why we shouldn't get married. I took the demand even further and threatened him that our son's last name would be Shad if he didn't do the right thing. He told me I couldn't do that, but I explained to him that since we weren't married, I had every right to name our son whatever I pleased. Yes, I definitely pushed my limits, but that is what always seemed to have to happen. Nothing was ever easy. It was always a struggle, which broke my heart every time. Our wedding date was set for July 2010. The wedding of my dreams was finally going to happen, and I couldn't believe it. My sister Maria and I planned the whole thing together. I designed my engagement ring and a wedding band, as I wanted something original. Patrick loved the wedding ring set just as much as I did. He saw the finished design when he picked it up from the jeweler's and called me as soon as he saw it. The excitement was building the closer we got to the day. I kept on asking him for his input on wedding decisions, but he had no interest. I should have known better. The only things he cared about were his custom-tailored suit, the music selection, and that we had a huge big party. The planning of the wedding was getting more and more difficult when I couldn't convince him that he needed to have a groomsman or witness. It finally took the pastor to tell him that he needed someone to stand up for him, so he asked his brother. The big day finally arrived. We had 450 guests, and the entire wedding took place on our acreage. We had the ceremony in our garden with our four beautiful children standing up with us. This was all I ever wanted, my family united as one. We were surrounded by all of our friends and family members. It couldn't have been more perfect. Later in the evening, just before the dance was to start, Patrick went up to make a speech. I was expecting a speech about our marriage, our life together, and our children. To my surprise and utter embarrassment, the speech did not include me in it at all. The speech was to his parents, about the business, and how much they meant to him, and had helped him through the years. Well, if you can imagine, I was completely gutted. It was like a knife had entered my heart, supplying the proof that I was not number one in his life. To make things worse, he partied all night, and when the children and I woke up the next morning, he was drunk as a skunk. I found him still drinking with some of our guests. I was so upset, as we had people arriving soon for breakfast and the gift opening. This whole ordeal just showed me once again how selfish he was. Every bride wants their wedding day to be beautiful and perfect, to feel special, loved, and noticed by the groom. Well, this was not the way my wedding day went. Still, I just stuffed my heart and pain away again. This was the most important day of my life, and it had been ruined. Obviously, married or not, my needs and my feelings didn't deserve consideration. I made my bed, and now I was going to sleep in it. Well, there you go, everybody. So much for my dream wedding. Reading this and going back to that time of my life really hurts my heart. It has taken me years to let it go, but I have learned to accept it for what it is or what it was at that time. I had spent countless hours feeling sorry for myself, wishing things would have been different, and comparing myself to all the brides out there that had their dream fantasy wedding. And sometimes still to this day, I will, every once in a while, have a little tear, especially when I'm at a wedding, because it does bring me back to that time in my life. But I can't help but be sad. But at the same time, I take full responsibility for all my actions that put me in that position. As hard as it may be, I have learned to accept it for what it is. Does it still anger me? Hell yes. Do I let it control my life like I used to let it? Absolutely not. This is one of the milestones in my life that hurt me so deeply, that played a major role that caused my drinking to go out of control. I can't change my wedding day or what led up to it, but I can sure as hell learn from it. I have learned self-respect and that I am worthy. I have definitely taken back my power, and I will never have people treat me with disrespect again. I know my value. I also know that I won't ever put myself in situations, environments, and around people that are toxic to me or bring out a trigger in me. Why would I do that to myself? Here are some examples. As you are all aware, I am in sobriety. So why would I want to be around people that are constantly drinking or subject me to a bar or heavy drinking environments? Yeah, I get it. There are times that I may have to put myself into this situation, but after I see those around me go past one or two drinks, I am gladly out of there. That is my responsibility to remove me from that environment and situation. I'm going to give you another example. I don't like the house and acreage that my wedding took place at. When I was there, and when I have gone back, I see everything that happened on that day that I don't like. There is not one thing that I don't remember, so why would I want to go back to that place? There is not a happy memory for me that isn't overshadowed by my wedding day. I don't want to replay this memory in my mind over and over, and it is a huge trigger for me. So why put myself back in that place? I also won't sacrifice my feelings to put myself in a position of doing it for others. Yes, there may be specific situations, but they had better be very, very important. I know this is relatable to many of you out there. You have done exactly what I am talking about and compromised your feelings for others, and bam, you regretted it immediately. You sacrificed yourself for others, and you are the one that suffers. Once you put others before you, you are in the act of being a people pleaser at the expense of your happiness. Stop doing that. I have learned that the only one, and I mean the only one, I am responsible for is myself. And I realize now that I can't control other people's feelings. I am not on this earth to please anyone but myself. I have put myself out there in too many situations I didn't want to be in or especially do. All this did was aid in my addiction to alcohol. I know my worth. I respect myself, so why would I devalue myself in any way? I have learned the tools to trust my inner self and what my feelings are telling me. Life has become much more easier and more peaceful now that I listen to me, and I do and continue the work to understand me. I know what I need to make me happy. It's not out there. It's all within me. If any of you want to discuss more in depth on this topic or any other, interested in booking a consult for my online coaching business, which focuses on personal development, so you can get to know who you really are, how you can make huge changes in your life, or create the life you only dreamt about, contact me on my website or email me at info@shannonmondor.com. I ask that you please do two very important things for me. Subscribe so you never miss a podcast, and leave a review. All you do is scroll down, and it is all available next to my contact info. Chat soon.